saying that this then is the work product that came from out of the meetings, and so that Blaine and Mike and Chris, Tyler, et cetera, they're okay with the language and the concept as you have written.
I have not shared this with Mike or Chris. I've only worked with Blaine. After, if the commission is okay with this draft, I plan on scheduling another meeting with Blaine, Chris, Mike, and Representative Green to talk through the rule to make sure everybody's okay with it before Representative Green moves forward with the potential bill.
Thank you. I just didn't understand where in that continuum we were and what we're doing today. So we're going to approve this draft, and the draft is still subject to change and input. I mean, that's our goal. Comments from the commissioners on this and what you want to do?
Just a clarifying question. I think I understand what you just said. We went and had that meeting. We went to the committee meeting, the legislative committee meeting. I can't remember which committee it was.
And it was in review.
Yeah, and it seemed like the issue that they had was that the division didn't have the authority to create the rule. And so what you're saying is that we're drafting a rule ahead of time, and Representative Green is going to present a statute change that will give us the authority to implement the rule. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. So even if everyone's okay with this rule, we would not propose to make it effective until next May. Assuming Representative Green drafts a bill that passes, which is obviously the plan. So right now we're just trying to make sure the commission's okay with the language. We don't need a formal vote. We just are saying, this is a draft. Are you okay with it? Are you okay with us moving forward, sharing it with Representative Green? That's really the question.
May I just make a quick comment? The division has the authority to make a rule. We felt like we did. It was Commissioner for Representative Green felt like maybe we were overextending our rights to create a rule, and he had a couple of questions on some of the areas where whether or not we had a right to do the rule the way we had it, and there was a lack of clarity basically. I think this new one simplifies it and makes it pretty simple for him to create a bill that will modify what we thought we had done a few years ago and make it easier for everybody to understand and still protect the public. Johnny, we did put that language in there on the resale, correct?
Yes. Okay. No, we didn't add anything. I mentioned to you that we thought it already covered the resale. Because it doesn't matter if you're selling or reselling, it's any person who sells or offers to sell. So it covers initial sale or a resale.
Right. Okay.
Johnny, I just want to make sure. During the last session was that it was eliminating too many of the disclosures that we felt were important. In this rule change, do you feel like you've got all those disclosures covered?
Yes, so what we did, just to give you a brief description, we've broken it out based on different kinds of TIC transactions. So,
or different elements.
Or different elements. So subsection 1, those are required disclosures for any undivided fractionalized long-term estate that you offer. So it doesn't matter how it's structured, those are required for everybody. Then each additional subsection breaks out different disclosures if certain elements are met. So subsection 2 says, in addition to the disclosure required in subsection 1A, if the undivided fractionalized long-term estate includes, so if it includes a management agreement, then there are certain things that have to be disclosed. If you go down to B, if it has multiple tenants, there are additional things that need to be disclosed. Under C, if there's debt on the property, additional things need to be disclosed. And then D, if there's a master lease, additional disclosures need to be made.
I think that A needs to be taken out because it's this whole subsection.
So really, it just builds on, depending on what elements are met, there are certain things for every transaction, and then if other elements are met, there will be additional disclosures. And I think it's reasonable. I think that it still protects the public. And I think the disclosures that we find valuable based on the certain elements are there.
Great, but...
Okay, further discussion or questions about it? That explanation and Blaine's explanation is helpful. Do you feel like we had enough information input in this that we're ready to move on it?
I would say let's move forward and get it going and give it to Representative Green and then also Chris Carter and let those guys look it over and move it forward.
That seems to be reasonable. Is that a motion?
Yes, it is.
Do we need a motion for this?
Not necessarily. Just as long as the commission's okay with it, then I'll...
That's fine. Just trying to make sure we don't have people that are not disagreeing with where we are. So it's here as a draft. Steve, discuss it and send it back to him and tell him to have the meeting and redraft it then. Is that okay?
I'm okay with it. And I'm also glad to do a motion, whatever it takes. Russ, so.
Good. Thanks, Cal. And I don't feel sorry about a motion. I'm just making sure everybody, when you're not in the room, or you're just making sure people agree. Is there anyone who's not would like to do anything other than forward this back to them and ask them to keep following up on it? Okay, then that's what we'll do, if that's okay, Johnny. And
okay, that's great. Thank you. Thanks,
okay.
Thanks to all of you.
And Russ,
we'll move forward. I think we've covered a lot of the things that we were concerned about. I was mainly concerned that the public was not, that we didn't lose our protection for the public, whether they have master leases or where they have an affiliated party that's managing the property, that there needs to be proper disclosures on all of that. And I think this covers it. So thank you very much. And Johnny, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Blaine.
Thanks, Blaine.
Thanks, Blaine.
Bye.
Okay, any other items that need to be brought up in our public session?
Yes, just one item that I have, if I may. Russ, this is Justin. The commission had approved the filing of a proposed rule amendment. This was several months ago, and it had to do with broker experience rules and also some corrections on some citations and some things. So we had filed that. I have not received any public comment. We're still in the public comment period until December 1st. The earliest this proposed rule amendment could become effective is December 12th, which is before our next meeting. If the commission determined to approve the proposed amendment with the condition that, you know, as long as we don't receive any additional or any public comment, you could do that now, or we could hold that till the next meeting, which is later.
It's a matter of 6 days, and to make sure we haven't, rather than approve it subject to input, and then we get input and we need to meet again, why don't we just wait till the period on the first and then meet when we meet it, we'll review it and get it done and get it rolling along.
That, I agree with that.
That works.
Okay.
That would be fine. We do, one of the things that makes it a little bit complicated, but it, we can work around that, is that some of the proposed changes, we're also proposing changing them again in this proposed amendment we talked about today, and so it's a little problematic to amend a rule that's already being amended, but I could work through that. And it sounds like we're waiting on this one anyway, so that we should have the other one approved and filed and done before we amend it again.
Okay, yeah, back and forth. Well, if that works, let's just hold it till the next meeting. It'll be just 2 days after comment period. We'll be certain, and we can approve it to go forward after that.
That works for me.
Thank you. If there's no other items, then we'll go into, we'd like to excuse our public, we'll go into an executive session. Either Justin or Amber, do you have the exact wording on the reason why we're going into executive session? I don't have it word for word with me.
Amber is looking it up for us.
Yes.
Okay.
Says, let the record show a motion was made to close the meeting for the sole purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to close the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are then going to an executive session close. We thank the members of the public and for coming for their input and support, and we'll see you next time, and we'll report back on our come back into a public session after our executive meeting. So Amber will let you tell us when it's ready to. Okay, so we're back on the record, we'll report that the two. But we report that we dealt with two items, and one of them was stipulations from Mr. David Esselman, and that was approved by the division with concurrence. And the other one, we would indicate that we approved a request for concurrence for a yet unnamed individual that was approved and given to Director Stewart to follow up on. Is that an acceptable way to explain those two?
Yeah, I would just clarify that's for the audit of the trust account.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I wasn't sure. I was being careful what to say. So.
No, that was great.
Okay. Anything else we need to review in, excuse me, in open public meeting or anything else in our commission meeting this morning?
Nope. We are set.
Okay. Time for mid-morning break. Thanks to all. Appreciate it. I guess, Johnny, is it likely then it's okay to plan on to meet, have the meeting next month if we've got these other items, or what do you what are your thoughts?
Do we? Yes, it can be live.
Okay. All right. Just, if we're going to go through some of those other items, it might be helpful.
Okay. Thank you. It's extremely helpful for me because I can do some planning.
That's part of the reason, too, is because I know you need to make plans and touch. Okay, so with that, we'll thank everyone and accept the motion to end the meeting.
So moved.
Okay, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we are off the record.
Okay.